بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Inshallah, we're going to begin the lesson now of a book number two, Medina book number two, and we're in our 13th session. And today we're going to attempt to complete lesson number six. If I just take a quick look here at the homework assignment, which was to reread and write all exercises, the exercises we did in class last week, 1 through 9. And the Arabic dialogue, to reread the Arabic dialogue for lesson number 6, which we read in class last week. And also to try to complete as much as possible of the remaining exercises, which were 10 through 18. Especially, I made note that to please review carefully exercises 11, 12, and 13 dealing with numbers before coming to class. And the reason why I said that, please review exercises, these three exercises before coming to class, because these exercises are dealing with the numbers. The numbers 11 through 20 with the feminine ma'adud. And three lessons ago, in lesson number 3, we dealt with the same numbers, 11 through 20, with the masculine ma'adud. And in this lesson, we're taking those numbers again with the feminine ma'adud. And the rules concerning those numbers, we went over in lesson number 3, and the same rules apply. Except, of course, if the ma'adud is masculine, then it works one way. If it's feminine, it works the opposite way, right? So, today, what we want to do is get right into the exercises, unless somebody has a question that they ran into when they were reviewing the key, or a question that you came across as you were doing the exercises. If there was some problem, we can look at that first, and then we're going to pick up where we left off last week and try to complete the exercises for this lesson, bi-idhnillah. Any questions related to what we covered in the class last week or what you have done during your homework? Any question, any matter that's not clear? Tayyib. If you don't have any questions, I have a question. Now. Yes. A question related to Shiva Jumla? Okay. You don't get it? You don't understand it completely? Okay. Just briefly, right? We said that in Arabic, right, we have what is called mufrad. Mufrad. And I'm sure this is too small for the sisters to see. Mufrad. The mufrad is what? Is a single noun by itself. Okay? And besides the mufrad, we were talking about the types of sentences, right? Jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. And we said that the jumla ismiya is a nominal sentence. It has a mubtada'u and a khabaru. Okay, a subject and a predicate. We said that the jumla fi'liya is a verbal sentence that has a fi'l, a fa'il, and maybe a maf'ulun bi. Not in every case though, okay? So the jumla ismiya begins with a ism, a noun. Jumla fi'liya begins with a fi'l, a verb. And its main components are the fi'l, the fa'il, and the maf'ulun bi. When we were explaining the jumla ismiya, we said that the jumla ismiya has a mubtada and a khabar. And the khabar, we said, has three possibilities. It could be a mufrad, that's one. Or it could be a jumla. Of either one of two types. The jumla ismiya, right? Or jumla fi'liya. And the third thing we said, the third possibility is a shibh. Shibh jumla. Shibh jumla. And that's what he's asking about, the shibh jumla. What is a shibh jumla? We said also has two possibilities. Okay. One of them is a preposition, ja'a wal majrur, and the other one is zarf.
ظرف الزمان والمكان.
Okay, so the question, the brother, I'm just trying to put it in context, that we said that the khabar, it can either be a mufrad, a single word, or it could be a jumla, jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, or it could be a shibah jumla. And that's also two types. It could be a ja' wal majroor, preposition, or ظرف, زمان ومكان. These are the possibilities for the khabar in a jumla ismiya. The jumla ismiya, the khabar could be a single word, or it could be one of these two possible sentences, or it could be one of these two types of shibah jumla. What is a shibah jumla? That's the brother's question. What is a shibah jumla? Who can tell me? What is a shibah jumla? It's a phrase, some kind of phrase. Yani? What else can we say about it? It's a type of phrase. Okay, it could be a prepositional phrase. That's one type of phrase, meaning that it has a preposition. Okay, so it's a phrase that's composed of the harf jar and the ism majroor that's connected to it. Okay? A preposition and a noun that's connected to it, right? Like, for example, a preposition would be like what? Ila? Huh?
Ba?
I didn't hear what you said.
Ba?
Ila ba?
Like
be,
the preposition.
Oh, preposition could be noun, but I'm saying this is a preposition, right? And this shibha jumla has to be a preposition with a noun. So you have put another a noun. Like bait. Ila al baiti. Okay, it could be min. Could be min al masjidi. Al masjidi, naam. Or it could be ala, it has to have a harf jar preposition and a noun that's connected to the preposition. It's al jar wal majroor. Okay? This shibha jumla is either a ism, a preposition, harf jar, and a ism majroor that's connected to it. Like min al masjidi or il al bayti. Or, what else can you say? Fi fil fisuqi. Inside of the marketplace or whatever, okay? It has to be a preposition with a noun that's connected to it. It's called al-jaru wal-majruru. Al-jar. Al-jar wal-majrur. Al-jar is the preposition and the majrur is the noun that's connected to it. That becomes the majrur as well as the noun that's majrur because of the preposition. Okay? That's one type of shibha jumla. The other type of shibha jumla is a zarf. A zarf. And there's two types of zarf. But in this case, we're talking about zarf al-makan. There's two types of zarf, right? Zarf. A zarf. There's zarf al-zaman. The zarf that indicates time. Or is ظرف المكان?
Can be both?
No. We're only talking about ظرف المكان here. But there's two types of ظرف. There's ظرف الزمان, that indicates time, and there's ظرف المكان, that indicates place. And what we're talking about here is indicating place. Like, for example, you say, تحت المكتب. تحت المكتب. Okay? Or فوق البيتي or خلف المدرسة or أمام الإمارة. Okay, in front of, behind, above, below, like this, okay? This is a ظرف that indicates a place, a position of something. It's above, it's below, it's in front of, behind. Okay, so there are two types of shibha jumla. One is الجار والمجرور, a preposition and the noun that's connected to it, that it makes majrur. And the other type is a ظرف. A ظرف, like تحت or فوق, that indicates المكان, the place where something is, its location. It's underneath the table. It's above the chair. It's behind the teacher. It's in front of the marketplace. Okay? So, these are the two possibilities for shibha jumla. جاء المجرور الظرف المكان. Alright? So what is a shibha jumla? It's a phrase, type of phrase that contains a preposition with a noun that it makes majrur or a ظرف that indicates position or place of something with the noun that it indicates its position. With a noun that indicates its position. تحت المكتب فوق المسجد أمام بيتي خلف المدرسة. So that's what a shibh jumla is. It's just an expression that's not a complete sentence. It's a shibh jumla. Means not complete, not a complete jumla. That's why they call it a phrase. It's not a sentence, it's a phrase. Okay, it contains two parts. The preposition and the noun that preposition makes majroor. Or dharf. And the noun that indicates its place or position. طيب نعم.
Huh?
Yeah, those are all phrases. Unless we're talking about a sentence, the sentence, a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, it can also be, the khabar can also be that. But that's a different topic altogether. I think he just wants to know, he wants to be sure about what is a shibha jumla. Fayyib. Okay. Now. Adhunnu? Huh?
Adhunnu, right? I think.
Yeah.
You say,
you
think?
Yeah. Tadhunnu. Anyway, this is a conjugation of verb that we didn't deal with the mudari verbs, okay? So this is a different matter. But in any case, you say, أَنَا أَظُنُّ أَنْتَ تَظُنُّ هُوَ يَظُنُّ نَحْنُ نَظُنُّ. It's normal conjugation. It's just that this particular verb has a shadda. مُضَعَف. It's a مُضَعَف verb. So it's a little bit, and you have to play with it a little bit. But it follows a standard rule, like a normal mudari verb, except that the two of the letters of the root of it, Dhanna, the first letter is Dha, the second and third letter is Noon. That's why it has a shadda. Dhanna yadhunnu. Ana adhunnu, anta tadhunnu. Huwa yadhunnu. Nahnu nadhunnu. Like this. Tayyib. Okay, so this verb, Dhanna, since you brought up the topic, okay, in this lesson here, Dhanna means to think. Meaning, I'm not sure about something. Not think, I'm thinking about it. أَظُنُّ فِي, I'm thinking about it. No, that's not the meaning of it. Here, أَظُنُّ means, I think it is like this. I'm not sure. I think he went home. Because he was walking in that direction. But I don't know really where he went. I think he went home. He looked like he was going home. I think he's a doctor, because I saw him with the doctor's robe on. But maybe he's a fake. I think. I'm not sure. It looks like it. Huh? Most of the doctors are fake. They be messing people up. They got fake papers that they pay for somewhere. They're not even really doctors. A lot of these doctors are not really doctors. And even the ones that really have a legitimate degree, probably they was cheating anyway in school. They cheated, Zaki. He didn't know what he was doing. He was cheating. He was buying exams or whatever. He really went to school, but he ain't learned nothing. These doctors are dangerous. Wallahi, they're dangerous. These people are dangerous, Zaki. That's why they be messing people up. Tell you the brother, Abdul Malik, 11, 12, 13 days ago, my brother Abdul Latif went from Massachusetts to Washington, D.C. to visit a brother who was very sick in the hospital, a very close friend of ours for many years. And to make a long story short, all his organs shut down. And the doctors told his son and daughter that there's nothing more that we can do. All his organs stopped functioning. There's nothing more we can do. So y'all have to make a decision. Have to make a decision to do what? To take him off the life support. So my brother called me, and I told him, give me the number. And if, in case I don't get them, you try to call him, we both try to call him. Alhamdulillah, he got them first. He was in Washington at the time. He went to visit the brother. And he called the son and daughter, and he told them, you know, that, you know, we said, like, they don't have to make any decision. If they have the authority to take him off the life support, they're not going to ask you. They're doctors. They're going to just do it. But they don't have the authority to do that. That's why they're asking you. But they're trying to force him to make a decision. Like, hurry up, make a decision, because not more we can do. Like, Allah can't do nothing, because you can't do nothing. You're not Allah, you're just a doctor. So, alhamdulillah, his son and daughter both agreed and said, no, we're not going to do it. So, obviously, they didn't like that, but nothing they can do. Alhamdulillah. A few days later, 5, 6, 7 days later, my brother called me. He came back to Massachusetts, and he told me that the brother Abdul Malik's daughter just called him and told him that, alhamdulillah, he has responded to some treatment that they tried, and he is talking And he's looking, he sees, he's conscious. And he's moving a little bit, and he is breathing without the machine. But for them, khalas, let's get this over. We need this bed so we can get some cash in here. Like, we ain't get no, we already got all the money we got from him. We can't get no more from him. We can't do nothing for him. He can't do nothing for us. Let's get him out of here. These are people that are dangerous, akhi. They actually wrote him off. They said, look, we ain't going to get no money out of this. Y'all need to hurry up and make a decision. And the family, they're in grief, akhi. They're like messed up from this condition. So they can't even think. So the doctor's taking advantage of that. They are all emotional now. We can just tell them anything. And really, they probably could have went for it. They would have went for it. But except somebody advised them. And now he's living, mashallah. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. Allah only knows the future. But these people are hasty to get rid of you when they can't get nothing out of you. This is how they operate. I'm saying that because I want us to pay attention how these people are operating. This is what they do. This is a real life story right now. Right now. This is what's happening right now. You know, he's in the hospital right now. And he's in a hospital that's supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the United States. Now, it's supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the United States. Now, so don't be deceived by this. I don't want to get sidetracked. Just please pardon me, but I just felt that it's necessary to mention this. Yeah. Yeah, but not only that, but you know, I'm saying we have to know, brother, like before you make that kind of decision, you need to consult with somebody. You need to make istikhara. You need to consult with the people who are Muslims, who fear Allah, who have taqwa, and who have knowledge of the deen, and then they can advise you from a medical perspective what a Muslim should do. Or you go to the scholars and the people of knowledge who know about this. But you don't just believe these people. These people are kafirs, akhi. They're kafirs. Even if they're doctors, they're kafirs, akhi. We can't trust them. They're not thiqa. It's all for them, it's money, akhi. You can hardly find a doctor today that's working as a humanitarian. He just want to heal people. You can hardly find a doctor like that today. I'm not saying there's none, but that's rare today. Used to be a long time ago, doctors were real doctors. They were trying to heal people. Now today, they're just making money. Anyway, let's get to this darus because we got a lot of material to cover. Okay, we left off on exercise number 9 on page 41 of the Arabic text. We had just about completed the exercise dealing with the pronouns who and whom and ha and hun. Who and whom, obviously a third person, singular and plural masculine. And ha and hun are third person, singular and plural for feminine. And we did the exercise related to that, related to the feminine and masculine, singular and plural pronouns for third person. And the last question, or the last sentence on the bottom of the page 41 was sentence number 8, and the instruction said read the examples and then answer the following questions using ad-dhamair, using ad-dhamair, using the pronouns. Which pronouns? Who, whom, ha, and hunna. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The question is ara'ayta. Or it could be R-A-T, right? Ara'ayta amina. On page 41, exercise number 9, last sentence on the bottom of the page, number 8. Ara'ayta aminata wa khadijata wa barirata. Ara'ayta aminata wa khadijata wa barirata. What would the answer be? Na'am. Ra'aytuhunna. Because it's plural. So singular ha, plural hunna. Alright, let's start now with number 10. That's what we're supposed to start. The previous exercises, hopefully, inshallah, you reviewed them and you wrote them and you worked with them. And maybe you started doing some of these exercises, inshallah. This exercise is dealing with the verb dhanna yadhunnu. And we're only using one form of the verb adhunnu. That's the first person. Ana adhunnu. Ana adhunnu, I think. Something I am not sure about. It says, Iqra al-mithalain. Read the two examples. Two. Mithalain is duo, muthanna. Read the two examples. Thumma arbut. Then connect or tie. Baina kullin min al-jumlatain. Tie or connect between the two sentences. Musta'amilan. Using
أن وأعلم know أن that أن is من أخواته إن and know that أن is from the أخوات إن. What do we mean أن is from أخوات إن? What does that mean? Yes, one of the sisters of Inna follows the same rule as Inna. And what is the rule for Inna? With the Mubtada and Khabar. Okay, first of all, the Mubtada and Khabar in a Jumla Ismiya, right? If you use Inna, what happens to the Mubtada and Khabar first? The Mubtada becomes. Okay, it becomes mansub, but do we call it mubtada?
No.
It becomes ism inna, and ism inna is mansub. And the sign that it's mansub is what? Fatha. Unless it's mamnu min al-sarf, okay. Like for example, in here, like what's the example here, and the examples that we had here? No, like, It's a Bamiya. These all of these examples.
Innahu,
innahum, naam. Unless it's Mabnu min al-sarf, like for example, a Dhamiya. That's what we had in this lesson here. We had it as an ism zahir, or we had it as a Dhamiya. But here we had it mostly in this exercise here. It's used with a Dhamiya most of the time. But it also could be an ism zahir. Hey, okay, so ism. Anna in this case, and khabru anna. Ism anna would be mansub, and khabru anna would be what? Marfu'un. Okay, so tie between these two sentences, tie them together, keeping in mind that anna is from the akhawatu anna, it works, the rule is the same. The ism anna is mansub, and khabru anna is marfu'un. Okay, they gave you two examples, right? Huwa maridun. Now, if you use adhunnu in this sentence, you're going to say adhunnu anna. Here we're using anna with adhunnu. We're using anna, right? So we use anna, the ism anna is going to be mansub, unless it's a dhamir, it will be mabniyun, right? And the khabru anna is going to be marfu'un. So we say huwa maridun adhunnu annahu. Change huwa to hu, right? Because it's connected now. Annahu, adhunnu annahu. Maridun. Okay, let me just say something here, right? Huwa, in the original sentence, is the mubtada, right? Mm-hmm. And the mubtada is marfu'un, right? In the new sentence, the pronoun hu, what is its case? Is it marfu'un? Is it marfu'un in this sentence? It's in the place where it should be? Where it should be mansub. The point I'm making here is what? I want to bring to your attention, why are we not using huwa here? Because huwa is the pronoun for when the pronoun is marfu'un. Okay? And it's munfasilun, not connected. In this case, we have a connected pronoun, and it's mansub. Okay, so the connected pronoun, if it's mansub or majroor, it's going to be hu. Like kitabuhu, that's majroor. Mudaf mudafun ilayh. Or annahu is mansub. Because of this ism anna. Okay? So pay attention to the pronouns. When they're marfu'un, when they're mansubun, and when they're majroor.
You said three different words?
The pronoun can be marfu'un, right? And it can be majroorun, and it can be mansubun. Three cases. Okay? Majroorun, like when you have a pronoun connected in idafa to a noun. Like you say kitabuka. Your book, right? The book of you. So it's majroor bil idafa. It's in idafa. It's mudaf mudafun ilayh. Kitabun is mudafun and ka is mudafun ilayh. So it's in the place where it should be majroor. So that's the case majroor. Mansub is like this right here. Annahu. The ism anna is mansub. But in this case, since it's a dhamir, we say it's in the place where it should be mansub. Because mabniyun, in the place, fi mahalli nas. Okay? So, the point is that you have to use a pronoun that's appropriate for the place. Is the pronoun connected or unconnected? Is it muttasil or munfasil? Is the pronoun marfoon or mansoobun or majroorun? You have to know. If it's mansoob or majroor, it has one form. If it's marfoon, it has a different form. Okay? Marfoon, like for example, when it's in a verb, like you say, ra'aytu. Tu here is the fa'il, right? And the fa'il is marfoon. Okay? That's if it's connected. If it's disconnected, then it will be like in this case, huwa maridun. It's the mubtada. Mubtada is marfoon. In any case, the main point that I want to bring to your attention and make you pay attention to and think about and reflect upon is you have to pay attention to the pronouns when they are connected, the form that they have, as opposed to when they are separate, disconnected, the form that they have. And you have to pay attention to the pronoun if it's marfoon or mansoobun or majroorun. Because if it's marfoon, it has one form when it's connected, and if it's mansoob or majroor, it has a different form if it's connected. Different form altogether. Okay?
Can you give me an example
of which one?
Like one is like basically, if I was thinking they all will connect.
No, when they're connected, they're not all the same. Okay, for example, look. Here we have a connected majroor. For example, you say, Ra'aytu Muhammad. ثم ذهبت إليه. ذهبت إليه. إليه is the حرف جاء إلى, right? And the pronoun هو. That's connected, right? إليه. It's connected. That's a connected pronoun. Okay? But that, in that case, the pronoun is what? It's in the place where, it's, where it should be مجرور. Because it's connected to what? To a preposition. إلى. Alright? So it's in a place where it should be majroor. Now I'll give you another connected pronoun when it's marfoor. Okay? Zahabtu ila Muhammadin. Zahabtu ila Muhammadin. Zahaba is the fa'il. Tu is the what? The fa'il is marfoor or mansoobun or majroor? Marfoor. The fa'il is always marfoor. Okay? So here's a connected pronoun. Huh? This is a connected pronoun. But in this case, it's marfoon. So the form for marfoon is different than the form for majroor. Dhahabtu, that's the pronoun for ana, right? Ilayya, the ya is the pronoun for ana. But ya is used when it's mansoob or majroor. And tu is used when it's marfoon. Okay, inshallah, I'll copy some notes for you with the pronouns in the different forms, inshallah. You just have to study it though. You have to use it. Inshallah, I'll copy it. Somebody remind me, send me an email, remind me, I'll send it to you, but you have to. Well, I'll copy it for you, inshallah, but you have to study it. These are the pronouns that we already know. We know huwa, hiya, anta, ana. We already know them, right? We know kitabuhu, kitabuka, kitabuki, kitabukum. We know them already. But it's just you paying attention to how you use them when they're majroor, and when they're mansoob, and when they're marfoor. You know them already, and you're using them, but probably you're not paying attention that in this case it's majroor, and in this case it's mansoob, and in this case it's marfoor. You're not paying attention to that. That's what I'm trying to bring to your attention, to start paying attention to that so you know how you're using these pronouns. Okay, in this case, the pronoun is in the place where it should be mansoob, because you're saying, أَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ أَظُنُّ أَنَّكَ أَظُنُّ أَنَّكُمْ أَظُنُّ أَنَّهُمْ أَنَّ The ism أَنَّ is mansoob, but it's a pronoun, so it's مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْ in the place where it should be mansoob. It's in the place where it should be mansoob. So this is a pronoun in the place where it should be mansoob. If the ism anna is a ism zahir, a regular noun, like al-tabib or al-walad or al-bayt or any regular noun, not a pronoun, then you see it being mansoob and you see the fatha. But in the pronoun, you don't see the fatha. So that's what you have to pay attention to. That sometimes the ism anna could be a ism zahir, a noun that you see, that's obvious, that's visible, or sometimes it could be a pronoun, like hu or ha or ki or ka or whatever, like this. So you have to pay attention to the difference. When it's an ism zahir, you're going to see the fatha, showing that it's mansoob. When it's a dhamir, a pronoun, you're not going to see the pronoun changed, because pronoun is mabniyun. But it's in the place where it should be mansub. Okay, they gave you two examples. If you look at these two examples, you will see that in one case, the ism inna or ism anna is a pronoun, and in the second case, you see the ism anna is the ism vahir, a clear noun. The two examples at the beginning of this exercise. Huwa maridun. Huwa is a pronoun, right? Huwa is going to be the ism anna. In the second example, al mudarris ma jaa. Al mudarris is going to be the ism anna. And that's the ism vahir, clear noun. Okay? So in the second case, you're going to see the fatah. أظن المدرس ما جاء أظن أن المدرس ما جاء أظن أن المدرس. Here you see the ism أن منصوب. The sign that is منصوب is فتى. But in the previous example, the ism أن is a pronoun. So you're not going to see the فتى of the منصوب. أظن أنه مريض. Huh? Got it now. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so what we're going to do is exercise. We're going to use adhunnu and we're going to use anna with it. Anna, right? If the ism anna is a pronoun, you got to use the appropriate pronoun. If it's a noun, just leave the noun the way it is. If it's an ism vahir, don't change it. Just leave it like it is. Okay? Just make sure you make it mansub though, because it's anna. Because it's ism anna. Okay, first one. I'm going to give you the original sentence and you have to change it. Anta tabibun. Abdul Karim.
Azannu annaka tabiban.
Ka is the ism anna, mansoob. Tabib is the khabru anna, it's marfu'un. Tabibun. Tabibun, naam. Wa alaykum salam. Anta tabibun azannu annaka. Tabibun. Tabibun is marfoon. It's the khabru anna. Khabru anna is marfoon. Naam. Adhunnu annaka tabibun. Khabru anna. Tabibun. Marfoon. Number two. Huwa min al-yabani. Naam. Abu Uthman.
Adhunnu innahu.
Anna.
Annahu min al-yabani.
نعم أظن أنه instead of هو أنه من الياباني نعم number three هي مريضة نعم عبد الحق
أظن أنها مريضة
what does that mean I think she is sick I'm not sure but I think she's sick number four هم طلاب أبو بكر أظن أنهم طلاب. What does that mean? I think they are students. Number five. أنت جوعى. نعم أبو بكر. Notice the noon is deleted from جوعى. جوعى. Without noon. جوعاء أظن أنك جوعاء originally it was أنت جوعاء أظن أنك we changed أنت to كي أظن أنك جوعاء جوعاء is the feminine form of what جوعان the feminine form of جوعان you delete the noon تعبان تعبا جوعان جوعاء عطشان عطشا ملآن ملآ just take off the noon for feminine form شبعان شبعا oh the meaning of it full شبعان نعم full نعم meaning person is satisfied they had enough they're full ملآن means filled something that is you put something in a container you said it's full Full, meaning the box is full, the container is full, the room is full, there's no more space in there.
Okay,
but yeah, Shaba'an means full, satisfied from eating. You have eaten enough, you're satisfied. Jawan is hungry.
This is like
Alif Maksura,
right? In the case, I mean, the feminine version.
Is it Alif Maksura?
Yeah,
Nam, yes, Alif Maksura.
So in that case, it's still
Kabul,
right?
Nam. Yeah. Nam, it's the Kabul, Nam. It's Kabul Anna. Adhunnu Annaki Jawa'a. Number 6. Al-Maktabatu Maftuhatun. Wa alaykum salam. Al-Maktabatu Maftuhatun. Nam. Salahuddin. جيد. أظن أن المكتبة منصوب علامة نصبه فتى. أظن أن المكتبة اسم أن is المكتبة مفتوحة. What does that mean? I think the library is open. المكتبة means library or
Bookstore.
Office is what? Al-Maktabu. Al-Maktabu means office or table or desk. Al-Maktaba means the library or bookstore. Fayyib. Al-Kahwatu Baridatun. Al-Kahwatu Naam. Abu Uthman. Baridatun. نعم أظن أن القهوة منصوب بفتة أن القهوة باردة. What does that mean? I think the coffee is cold. نعم ice coffee. Number 8. محمد ذهب إلى مكة. نعم طالب. إلى
مكة.
مكة نعم. أظن أن محمدا ذهب إلى مكة. Number 9. فاطمة في المكتبة. فاطمة في المكتبة. نعم. أي بعد الساعة؟ نعم ذو كريم. Don't change it. If it's a clear noun, don't change it to a pronoun. Only if it's a pronoun, then use the alternate form of the pronoun. Yeah, you said enna ki, but it's not ki is for empty,
right?
But we're not talking to her. We're talking about her. Adhunnu, keep the, don't change it to a pronoun. Just leave Fatima. Adhunnu, anna.
Okay. Adhunnu, anna Fatima.
Naam.
Fil matani. Fil maktabati.
Fil maktabati. We're on page 42. Lesson number 6. Exercise number 10. Exercise number 10. Fayyib. أظن أن فاطمة في المكتبة. What does that mean? I think Fatima is in the kitchen, huh? المكتبة. The library is like a kitchen for her. She takes a hot pot with her and cooks some hot soups. Some 12, 15 cent soups.
She has a library in the kitchen.
Yes, she has a library in the kitchen. That's possible. Now, okay, number 10. Antum mudarrisuna. Now, Abu Bakr. Adhunnu annakum. We change antum to kum. Adhunnu annakum mudarrisuna. Okay, exercise number 11. Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Okay, basically, this is just a reading of the numbers. Which hopefully you have read them a number of times. The main thing, right, that we need to pay attention to these numbers is that the numbers 11 and 12, when you look at the ma'adud
In this case, the ma'dud is feminine, right? So that means that both parts of the number should be feminine. So you have talibatan, so both parts of the number should be feminine. You have ihda ashrata. Ihda ashrata. And note that ashrata has sukoon on the sheen. Ihda ashrata. If it was feminine, you would say what? Ahad, ahada, ashara. With no sukoon on the sheen. Ahada, ashara. Okay, so for 11 and 12, both parts of the number should be in agreement with the ma'adud. Feminine with feminine and masculine with masculine. As far as 13 to 19, you have two parts to the number. The first part of the number is opposite the ma'adud. If the ma'adud is feminine, you have to make that number masculine. The second part of the number is in agreement with the ma'adud. So if the ma'adud is feminine, the second part of the number has to be feminine. So we got to look at the ma'adud before you make a number. Look at the ma'adud. If it's masculine, you're going to make the first part of the number opposite it, and the second part of the number in agreement with it. So if it's masculine, you're going to make the first part of the number feminine, and the second part of the number masculine like it. If it's feminine, you're going to make the first part of the number opposite, masculine, and the second part feminine like it. Okay, here, these numbers, the ma'adud are all feminine. So the first part of the number, for 13 to 19, the first part of the number should be opposite, should be masculine, and the second part should be like it. Okay, so that's what we see here. We see, for 11 and 12, feminine. Ihda ashrata talibatan. For 12, ithnata ashrata talibatan. Feminine, with the feminine ma'adud. As far as the next numbers, the first number should be opposite. So it would be thalatha, masculine number, ashrata, feminine, talibatan. All the way down until we get to 20, which is ishroon, talibatan. Okay, so the number here, we say both parts of the number are mabniyun ala fatta. And we're also saying that the ma'adud is going to be singular, mansoob. Singular, mansoob. Okay? No. Ishruna is from the Uhud. The Uhud, like Ishrun, Thalathun, Arbaun, Khamsun, yani 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Okay? It doesn't change. It doesn't matter if the ma'adud are masculine or feminine. It remains Ishruna. Unless, if it's not marfoon, if it's mansoob or majroor, it will become, instead of Ishruna, Ishrina. Instead of Thalathuna, Thalathina. But as far as masculine and feminine, not going to change. It doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, the number remains the same. Okay, it only changed from marfoon to mansoob. If it's mansoob, instead of saying ishroon, you say ishreen. Thalathun, thalathin. Like this. And we don't really deal with those yet, but anyway, we're just going to use 20, that's it. We're not going to go to the rest of them until we reach those numbers. Alright, so this is what we should be paying attention to. And we should also make a note, make a note of what? Number 18. Notice that number 18, right? The first part of the number should be masculine, right? But it's not mabniyun ala fatta. Thamani was sukoon. Ashrata talibatan. So it's thamani. If it was with a masculine ma'adud, that number would be feminine, you would say thamaniyata. Like you normally would say, mabniyun ala fatta. But for this one, with the feminine ma'adud, you say thamani with sukoon on the ya. Thamani. Okay, so pay attention to that. Alright, let's do the exercise. Exercise number 12. Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Thumma اكتبه. Then write it. Ma kitabat al arkam al warida. Ma kitabatu. Writing. Al arkam. The numbers. Al arkam. The numbers al warida. Which have been mentioned. Fihi. Which have been mentioned in it. Bil huruf, with letters. Okay, we don't want to write numerals. We want to write words with letters. We're going to write out these numbers. Instead of as numerals, we're going to write them as words. Now, al-warida means al-madhkura. Yani that has been mentioned. Al-arqam, al-warida means the numbers, the numerals that have been mentioned. That have been mentioned. Okay, we mentioned some numbers here, but we wrote them as numerals. We're going to write them as words. Okay? Okay, somebody take the first one. Now, do Kareem. Read it. Yeah, just change the number. You gotta read it as a word.
Come
Sinnuka. Kam sinnuka. What does that mean? How old are you? How many are your years? Sana. How old are you? Sinni?
Sinni. Sinni tisa. Tisa ashata. Sanatan.
Nam. Sinni tisa ashrata sanatan. Tisa masculine. Ashrata feminine. Sanatan. Sanatan years. Mufrad mansub. Singular. Accusative. Type number two. Abdul Haq. طيب قرأنا أربعة عشرة صفحة من هذا الكتاب. Number three. Now Abu Bakr. وخلفهم Okay, read the first number. 18 students. Okay. Thamani Ashrata, Rakiban is Mudakkar. The number should be opposite, should be feminine. Rakib is masculine. The first part of the number should be feminine. Hafila is feminine, but the number is related to the Ma'dud, which is masculine. Okay, look, we're saying في هذه الحافلة there are 18 passengers. Passenger, راكب, is masculine. So the first part of the number has to be opposite, has to be feminine. ثمانية عشرة راكبا. Feminine, masculine. ثمانية عشرة راكبا. Now, راكبا is masculine. Okay, وخلفهم. What should that one be? Raqiban is feminine. So the number, the first part of the number has to be masculine. Okay, khamsa, asharata, raqibatan. Okay, so the first one should be thamaniyata, feminine, ashara, masculine, Rakiban, masculine. The second one should be Khamsa, masculine, Ashrata, feminine, Rakibatan, feminine. The first part of the number has to be opposite. Second part of the number has to be in agreement with the Ma'adud.
So, masculine?
No, Al Hafla is feminine. Okay. But the number is not describing the Hafla. The number is related to the Ma'adud, the Adad and Ma'adud. The masculinity or femininity of the number is related to the ma'adud. If the ma'adud passenger is masculine, the first part of the number has to be feminine.
So what is the ma'adud here?
The ma'adud? The ma'adud is raqiban.
Oh, okay.
The thing that's being counted. Okay. 15 what? 15 raqiban. 18 raqibatan.
Okay. Okay.
Alright? The thing that's being counted. Doesn't affect the number, behind or in front of or anything, doesn't affect the number.
Okay.
The number is only affected by the ma'adud, the thing that is counting.
No, I'm saying
behind
it
also, khalfahum.
Behind the bus.
No, not behind the bus. Khalfahum. Hum.
Behind
them.
Okay.
What does this mean? This means that there are 15 passengers in this hafila. And behind them, also in the hafila, there are 15 more passengers.
Is it 18 and 15?
Huh? They're the same bus. But the first passengers, which are 15 or 18? The 18 passengers they are raqiban, masculine. And the 15 passengers are raqibatan, feminine. So what does that mean? They are not mixing in the bus. We don't have intermingling, like your bus is here. In our buses, we have men in part of the bus, and women in a different part of the bus. They all sit together and stand together. This nonsense that we have here. Huh? It's one bus. But the men are not mixing with the women. That's why you have 18 raqiban and you have 15 raqibatan, feminine, behind them, not with them. Yeah. Even in schools, naam. It used to be like that years ago. All the schools were separated and then they started mixing them. Yeah, but I'm talking about even these Catholic schools. They used to have all, boys' high school was a boys' school. Girls' high school was a girls' school. Now they made it boys' and girls' high school. Get it? Shaitan. Corruption. They were not mixed. Westinghouse, I went to Westinghouse High School. It was all boys. There was no girls in the school.
What about the elementary school?
Huh?
The elementary.
No, elementary they had mixed. Yeah, they had mixed. But in high school, they didn't mix them.
That's when they go crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, number four. Yeah. Abu Bakr over there. Other Abu Bakr. طيب. First thing, right? هذا الفندق صغير جيد فيه. Notice the numbers 11 and 12 have to, both numbers have to be in agreement with the ma'adud. If the ma'adud is feminine, both numbers have to be feminine. If the ma'adud is masculine, both numbers have to be masculine. And then ghurfa, the ma'adud, has to be mansub with fatta. In this case, fattatain. Okay, so the number should be, if ghurfa is feminine, both parts of the number should be feminine. Ithnata ashrata. إثنتا عشرة غرفة في هذا الفندق صغير فيه إثنتا عشرة غرفة فقط. That means what? The beginning of the sentence. هذا فندق صغير. This is a small hotel. In it, 12 rooms only. Okay, number five. Number five. أبو بك أبو عبد الحق.
عثمان له هجرة أسردا ابنا و اسمها أسردا
بنتن.
بنتن.
Okay, look. 11 and 12. Both parts of the number have to be in agreement with the ma'adud. In the first part, the ma'adud is masculine. Both parts of the number got to be masculine. Not ihda has to be what? Ahada. Ashara. Ibnan. And the second part has to be? Ithnata. 12. Ithnata. Ashrata. Bintan. Bintan. Okay, for 11. And 12, both parts of the number have to be in agreement with the ma'adud. Ma'adud is masculine, both parts of the number got to be masculine. Ahada ashara, ibnan. Ma'adud is feminine, bint. Ithnata ashrata bintan.
Do you connect this hamza to wasl? Do you connect that or do you stop?
Any hamza to wasl you connect. Unless you stop on the word. But if you don't stop, you have to connect hamza to wasl. Whatever is before to whatever is after. Ashrabna, no, Ashrabna, no. Five, number six, Abu Uthman. Anna, this is the pronoun for the first person, mutakallim. Anna. Anna. With no shadda. Anna. Natta. Anna. Hafid tu. Okay, the number here, should, the ma'adud is feminine, the number, the first part should be masculine. Thalatha ashrata. سورة. أنا حفظت ثلاثة عشرة فمنين سورة فمنين. نعم. What does it mean?
I memorize
13 sources. Okay, number 7. نعم, number 7. Over here, anybody on this side? نعم, صلاح الدين. Talib, did you read yet? Go ahead. Okay, what's our rule? The ma'adun is masculine, tabib. The first part of the number has to be feminine. Tis'ata ashara. I mean ashara, naam. Tis'ata ashara tabiban. Tis'ata feminine, ashara masculine, tabiban. And the second number should be, the ma'adun is feminine, sab'a asharata. سبعة masculine, عشرة feminine, طبيبة. What does it mean?
In this hospital
is
19
male doctors. 17. And 17 female doctors. Now, in this hospital there are 19 male doctors and 17 female doctors. Type number 8. Number 8. Naam, Salah al-Din.
قرأنا اليوم ثماني عشرة كلمة جديدة.
نعم, قرأنا اليوم ثماني والسكون عشرة كلمة جديدة. What does it mean? Today we read 18 new words. Number 9. Naam, Abdul Karim.
هذا القلم بأربعة عشرة روبية.
نعم, بأربعة عشرة روبية. هذا القلم بأربع عشرة روبية. And because of the preposition it doesn't change, right? Because these numbers are mabniyun. Type number 10. نعم, أبو بكر. في هذه الإمارة نعم شقة وفتة شدة ونقاف. نعم, في هذه الإمارة. Why is it إمارة؟ بدل في حرف جاء. هذه اسم إشارة مبني بدل مجرور. في هذه الإمارة 16 شقة. Number 11. Oh, what does it mean? In this building, Shaqqa apartment. Yeah. 16 apartments. Number 11. Now, Talib. طالبةً. Has to be منصوب. Now, في هذا الفصل 20 طالبة. 20, 30, 40. Doesn't matter if the ma'adun is masculine or feminine. It remains the same. Okay, exercise number 13. اكتب الأعداد من 11 إلى 20 وإلى 20 واجعل كل من الكلمات الآتية تمييزا لها. اكتب الأعداد. Write the numbers from 11 to 20. From 11 to 20. وَاجْعَلْ كُلًّا مِنَ الْكَلِمَاتِ And make each one of the words, the following words, تَمْيِيزًا لَهَا تَمْيِيزًا for what? For those numbers. تَمْيِيزًا means the thing that identifies what you're counting. If you say 11 what? 11 stars. 11 chairs. Okay, تَمْيِيز. So it should be منصوب and it should be مفرد, singular. طيب, number 11. The first one should take number 11. نعم, Abdul Karim. أحد عشر كتابا masculine masculine with a masculine معدود نعم ذو حق again طالبة is feminine right and the number 12 both parts of the number should be agreement with it should be both be feminine اثنتا عشرة طالبة نعم 13 نعم 13 yeah 13 دقيقة
where دقيقة دقيقة
yeah the third word دقيقة
okay ثلاثة عشرة
The first word should be opposite. You said salata ta. The ma'adud is feminine, so it got to be masculine in the first part. Salata, yeah, and then feminine.
Okay. Salata, asharata,
salata, asharata, asharata, daqiqatan. Naam. Salahuddin.
I have a question.
Yeah, question. Perhaps.
That's a lot of
writing. That's mashallah. That is definitely that will make it work for sure. Uktub al adad 11 and 20 wajal kullan min al kalimat atiya tamyizan laha. Yeah. Write each one of the words, the following words as a tamyiz for these numbers. Yeah, you're supposed to write for each one of these words, you're supposed to write the numbers from 11 to 20 for each word. In any case, we don't have time to do it completely, but that's really what should have been done. You're right. MashaAllah, I didn't pay attention to that. Tayyib, next one. Next word is Yawm. Should be with the number 14. 11, 12, 13, 14. Now.
What number is that?
14. أربعة عشر يوما feminine with a masculine معدود and then masculine نعم سيارة 15 نعم أبو أسمان go ahead خمسة عشرة سيارة خمسة عشرة سيارة masculine because the feminine معدود خمسة is masculine عشرة is feminine with a feminine معدود نعم رجل ستة عشرة رجلا ستة is feminine with the masculine معدود ستة عشرة رجلا رجل oh رجلا because it's تمييز because the معدود from 11 to 20 is always منسوب رجل رجلا رجلا نعم next one سنة it'll be 17 right نعم go ahead عبد الحليم سبعة feminine with a feminine معدود okay سبعة عشرة سنة سبعة masculine عشرة feminine سنة feminine نعم قرية 18 نعم أبو بكر ثماني عشرة قرية ثماني والسكون عشرة فمنين قرية فمنين 20 Yeah, the next one should be 20. That was what you did. 18? Oh, I'm good. 19. Talib should be 19 students. No. Say it again. Tis'ata, feminine. Ashara, masculine. Taliban, masculine. Anyway, numbers require practice. That's why I put in the homework assignment. Review the numbers. And do these three exercises related to numbers. If you don't do nothing else, do them. But the rest of it is easy after that. The numbers just require a lot of practice.
Why are you skipping him?
Why am I skipping him? I think he's tired. He was here since draw time.
Since draw time,
he
never answered it.
I, you know, why I don't want to talk. I will talk to you slowly.
I cannot
speak faster.
Okay, you can go slow. It's not a problem. It's all right. We don't mind. We'll wait for you, inshallah. Sorry, page number 44. Page 44, exercise number 14. This exercise, it says, اقرأ المثال, read the example, ثم املا, ثم املا, then fill in الفراغ, the blank spaces, فيما يلي, what follows, على غراره, على غراره, the same pattern, the way they have it here, four spaces, you have masculine, singular, going across, masculine, plural, feminine, singular, going across, feminine, plural, okay, so they want you to give the masculine, singular, and going across, masculine, plural, feminine, singular, going across feminine plural. Okay, so they have Hamidun Jawanu. If you go down to the feminine form of it, it's Maryamu Jawa with the noon deleted. The plural for masculine and feminine is the same. Ala wazn fi'al. Okay, so Jawan would become Jiyaun. The waw is changed to ya. To fit in with the kisra of the first vowel of the first letter, G. Jiyaun. Alright, so you have Hamidun Jawanu, At-Tullabu Jiyaun. Maryamu Jawa, At-Talibatu Jiyaun. Okay, somebody take the first one. Number one, Naam Abdul Kareem.
You knew that one, that's
why you
want me to take it, right?
No. Khalidun
Atshanu.
Khalidun
Atshanu. Rijalun.
Ar-Rijalu.
Ar-Rijalun.
Ar-Rijalu.
Rijalu. You want to make it definite, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the Mubtada should be definite, okay. Except in special cases. Okay, but you got to change Atshan to the plural of Atshan. Ar-Rijalu. What's the plural of Atshan? Ut. It has to be Kesra. Fi'al. Itash. Naam. Itashun. Ar-Rijalu. Itashun. Itashun. Okay, feminine. Fatimatu?
Fatimatu.
Asha. 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 Fatimatu Asha. Naam.
Al-Nisa.
Al-Nisa'u? Somebody help. What's the plural of Atshan? Itash. Itashun. Okay, number two. Naam, Abu Bakr. Okay. Shab'anu. Ibrahim Shab'anu, naam. Ar-Rijalu. Shub'an. She. It has to be Kasra. No. It has to be Fi'al. 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 What should it be? Somebody who knows what it should be?
Huh?
Shiba'un. Shiba. Fi'al. Shiba'un. You're using the pattern of fi'al. Fi'al. On the wasn't of fi'al. Shiba'un. Type. Feminine. Feminine singular. Feminine singular. Abu Bakr. Feminine singular.
Feminine. Okay.
Mariamu. Shaba. Shaba. Uh-huh. You have to use the feminine, though. Feminine plural. At-talibatu. Shiba'un. Shiba'un. Naam. Number three. Number three. Okay, go ahead. المدرس غضبان نعم الرجال غضبان غضاب 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 فعل غضاب الرجال غضاب غضاب نعم feminine singular feminine singular
ساكنة
okay ساكنة وسكينة غضبا غضبا نعم feminine plural النساء غضاب 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 okay you have three letters غ ضاد غين ضاد and با غ باب غضاب ضاد the letter ضاد غضاب يبقى غضبان غضبا and غضاب غضاب okay number four number four it's not much to do right
we got one here
Yusuf كسلان نعم All right, you could use a feminine plural, I mean a masculine plural, right? Yusufu, Kashlanu, a feminine plural. You could say Al-Rijal, Mudarrisun. Al-Rijalu. No, this one here is not on the pattern of Fial. That's why they put it in here. It's not on that pattern. It's Kusala. الرجال كسالى نعم the feminine singular the feminine singular you should put a feminine word in there right like a name البنتو أو المدرس أو زوجته مريم مريم كسلا feminine plural النساء كسالا كسالى. Okay, these are just patterns for masculine, feminine, and plural. Okay, for some words that are ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, on this wasn of فعلان. طيب, after this, exercise number 15 is basically just to bring to our attention a special rule, okay? How we use the ha asakti, the ha that is added to the word when it's by itself at the end, and it has a sukun on the ha. You read it like this, okay? For example, if you had lima kharajta min al-fasl. Keeping in mind that lima means what? Limada. Means limada means what?
Why?
Why? Mada means what? Limada for what? Li mada. There's two parts. Li for mada what? For what? Why? Okay? Lima is a short form of limada. So if somebody said lima kharajta min al-fasli, it means what? Why did you go out of the classroom? If the person, that's lima, okay? That's using it in its normal way. Short form of lima, the lima. But what if they had a different line of question? They said, akharajta min al-fasli? Akharajta min al-fasli? What does that mean? Did you go out of the classroom? And the person says, naam. Then the person will ask by itself, lima. Lima. This is a statement by itself, lima. With nothing following it. If something's following, you say, lima. Kharajta min al-fasli, with lam and meem. But here the ha is added because this is the form when it's used by itself. There's nothing following it. It's by itself, independent. Okay, so the person said, kharajta min al-fasli? He said, naam. Then they said to you, lima.
Why?
But here when you write lima, you put ha as-sakti. Put the ha with sukun there with it. Lima. Okay, similarly, if the person asks a normal question, lima darabta hadha al-walada? Lima. Okay, lam and meem, short form of limada. Lima darabta hadha al-walada. Or they could ask it a different way. Why did you hit this boy? They could say, adarabta hadha al-walada? Did you strike or hit this boy? You said, na'am. And they said what? Lima. Lima. So you see the two ways in the first sentence, lima darabta hadha al-walada, it is written lam with ma. But here it is written by itself, that yes, I hit him, and they said to you, lima. Here it is written what? With ha, as-sakti. Anyway, this is just something that you will see, and you should know that it doesn't change the meaning of the word, it's just the usage of it when it's by itself with nothing following it. It's called ha, as-sakti. You find it in the English key in the back of the book. طيب, exercise number 16. اكتب الاسماء الاتية مجرورة مجرورة وَمَنْصُوبَةً. Write the following nouns in the majrur case first, and also in the mansub case, genitive and accusative case. Okay? So they give you the noun in the marfoon, and they want you to write it majrurun and mansubun. Okay? So here we have in the first column al-marfu kitabun. Then we have al-majruru kitabin. Then you have al-mansubu kitaban. Notice that when a noun is written with tanween, fatta, it's mansub with tanween, you have to write alif with that tanween. Remember? That's a basic rule that we learn in beginning writing. But if the word ends with tarmabuta, you don't write any alif. Because why? Tarmabuta must be the last letter of a word. Can't put any letter after tarmabuta. So in the case of tarmabuta, if it has fattatain, you don't write any aleph with it. But in all other cases, well, there's two exceptions really, but we're not going to talk about the other one now for sake of time. But anyway, here what we have here is tarmabuta, okay? So you have sayaratun al-marfu', and you have sayaratin al-majrur, and you have sayaratin al-mansub. Notice that sayaratin does not have aleph following it. Alright? Tayyib. I'll give you the marfu', and you give me majrur and mansub. Hamidun. Now, Abu Uthman.
Hamidin.
Hamidin. Khalidun. Khalidin. Khalidan. Baytun. Baytin. Baytan. Rajulun. Rajulin. Rajulan. Sa'atun. Sa'atin. Sa'atan. Mikwatun. Mikwatin. Mikwatan. Saburatun. Saburatin. Saburatan. Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatin. Mudarrisatan. This could also be read madrasatun. Madrasatin. Madrasatan. That could be mudarrisatun or it could be madrasatun. Huh? You read madrasa? No. Okay, it's right. Madrasa, it could be. We don't know what they intended, but it could be madrasa, it could be mudarrisa.
Maybe to some be familiar with that kind of word?
No, no. Okay, exercise number 17 is just a reflection, contemplation. Ta'ammal ma yali. Reflect on what follows. What is this? It's the verb, fi'l amra, hati. Hati means what? A'tini. Give me. A'ti. Give me. Hati. Ya Ahmed. That's for masculine singular. Hati. Masculine singular feminine. Hati. With a long vowel. Hati. Hati. Masculine plural. Hatu. Feminine plural. Hatina. So this verb, hati, it's always written with kasra except the masculine plural. It's hati, hati, and hatina. But except the masculine plural, hatu. So it's always written with a kasra except in the masculine plural. Okay, it means give. Hat, give. Give. With kasra, hati. The feminine singular, hati, with a long vowel.
No, I'm talking about masculine plural.
The masculine plural is hatu. Okay, hatu.
That's why,
it doesn't have what?
The hat.
Oh, okay. Now, it has the masculine singular, hati ya ahmadu. Hatu plural ya ikhwanu. Hati ya suadu. And hatina ya akhawatu.
Book
oh, scratch out. Yeah. All right.
No, I got it now.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, the last exercise is the writing exercise. Uktub al-ayat al-khamsa al-ula. The first five ayats min surati al-Rahman, wa min surati al-Hadid, wa min surati al-Nabai. It's a writing exercise. In any case, you know, you can read it, inshallah. If you like to write, write it. And then that will be good. Either way. If you want to write it, that's good too, inshallah. Yeah, from Surah Al-Rahman, first five ayats. From Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Hadid, and Surah Al-Naba. Alright, I think we'll stop here, inshallah. We have a few minutes before that then. But we'll stop here. Alhamdulillah, we finished this lesson. Okay, Al-Kalimat. الكلمات الجديدة. طيب, I'm gonna close your books. I'm gonna read the words, you tell me the meanings. Close your books. مجلة. Magazine. مجلة. A newspaper is what? جريدة. جريدة. مجلة. Magazine. The plural of it is مجلات. Okay, راكب. Passenger. The plural of it is? Rukab, fu'al, rukabun. Naam, shakkatun, apartment, shakkatun. The plural of it is? Shukak, shukak, like guraf. Gurafatun, gurafun, shukakun. So, imaratun, a building. The plural of it is? It could be, but in this case it's ammairun. Ammairun. Taib, sinnun. Sin means age and it also means Two. Now the plural of it is Asnan. Asnan, teeth. Now Kalimatun. A word. The plural of it is Kalimatun. Suratun. With seen. Suratun. What's a surah?
A chapter.
A chapter. Okay. The plural of it is? Huh? Suwar. Suwar. Suwar.
Suratain is the door.
No. Ja'a.
Come.
To come. He came. No. The verb to come. Kawa.
Iron.
To iron. Okay, what's the mudari of ja'a? The mudari. Huh? Yaji'u. No. Kawa. What's the mudari of kawa? Huh? Yakwi. It has to begin with a mudari preposition, prefix. Kawa yakwi, nakwi, takwi, akwi. It has to have a mudari prefix in the beginning of the word for mudari. Ja yaji'u. Kawa yakwi. Naam. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The homework is to go over the exercises that we did in class today. Write them out if you can. Listen to the audio just to review it. And start preparing for the next lesson. Meaning, read the key, English key in the back of the book for lesson number 7. Study the vocabulary. Try to memorize as many words as possible before next week. And read the dialogue for lesson number 7.